We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I hope that somebody here on the show knows how to do this. If not, guys, we need to go sign up for a class. This 9-year-old girl learned the Heimlich and saved her best friend the next day. A 9-year-old girl, her name is Shaylin, was at school last Wednesday, and her best friend, Kiara, started choking on a hot dog at lunch. She could not breathe, and her face started turning red, but then went blue, like she was not breathing. But luckily, Shaylin knew what to do because she'd learned the Heimlich maneuver one day earlier. These stories always amaze me because it's like, what if she would have went to the class the day before? Would her little friend not have made it? Would she have choked on that Oscar Mayer wiener?
What are the odds? That was clearly divine intervention.
And her parents being awesome because they signed her up for a course at their local rec center called Home Alone Safety. And one of the things she learned was to do something as somebody started choking was to do the Heimlich. And what she was told to do is immediately jump up, get behind that person, in this case, Kiara, do the Heimlich. They taught her how to do that, and it saved her best friend's life. She told the local news that she wasn't even nervous when her friend Kiara was choking because I knew what to do. I learned it the day before. Got up, bleh.
That's so smart. Yeah. I think that's great to get your kids, if they're around that age, into getting certified for CPR or Heimlich or whatever.
Do you, Alex, know how to do the Heimlich or CPR?
I don't anymore. I learned how to do it when I was maybe 12 years old because I went through an American Red Cross babysitting certification. They taught you how to do CPR, but I don't remember now.
What about you, Liv the Web Girl? You work with kids. I feel like you're required to know that stuff.
Yes, I'm certified in all of that stuff, CPR, Heimlich.
Have you ever had to use it?
No, thank God. God.
What about
thank
you?
God.
What about you, poor chop? I mean, you worked in a restaurant industry. People ever choke on a mozzarella stick?
Oh, I definitely feel like that would be important for people like in restaurants to know.
No, servers don't have to be certified in that. I was a volunteer firefighter for 5 years, so obviously for that I had to be.
Yeah.
But I think the certification only lasts, it's either like a year or two.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think it's like a year and a half.
Do you remember how to do it?
Yeah, I do.
What do you do?
Wait, for the Heimlich?
Sure.
You make like a fist. Well, first you got to go behind the person.
Okay, step one, go behind the person.
Right. And then wrap your arms around them like a bear hug.
Okay.
And then like make like
I don't think you're supposed to clasp your hands.
No.
I don't think so.
This is really scary.
Well, I know
me
you
because...
go like under their sternum.
Yeah, you
right?
go under.
Mm-hmm. Under the sternum. The sternum is this, you know, the hard metal plate in between your ribs. You go right under that.
Well, you don't sound super convincing.
Yeah,
but
it's been like 5 years.
If I was on the brink of death, though, I think out of the show, I would still trust producer Porkchop the most with trying to save my life.
Why not me?
Yeah, it would be Porkchop. But I will say this, but just so you guys know, if I'm laying on the floor half dead and it's up to producer Porkchop to give me mouth to mouth, just let me die because I would rather that than have to smell his breath.
Yeah, I would second that one too.